Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus came on the Sabbath to eat a meal in the house of one of the leading Pharisees, they observed him closely. He went on to address the parable to the guests, noticing how they were trying to get places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding party, do not sit in the place of honor in case someone of greater dignity has been invited. Then the host might come and say to you, make room for this man. And you would have to proceed shamefacedly to the lowest place. What you should do is when you have been invited, go and sit in the lowest place so that when your host approaches, he might say to you, my friend, come up higher. And this will win the esteem of your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So this, again, this is a perfect gospel for today. In the divine will, it's to be little, it's to be nothing. This is what God is looking for. Our Lady was most humble. She said, I am the humble slave girl of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say. So what happened at that point was the angel said, no, you are going to be the mother of God. Said that first. Then she said, you know, let it be done to me. The devil, on the other hand, said, I will not serve, I will not obey. And so God said, okay, then I have to give you what you want. And that is hell. To not obey God and not to listen to God is hell. And that's where most people today are living. They don't want to listen to the Lord. They don't want to follow the Lord. And they live a life of hell. Many people going and doing their own human will spend the rest of their life suffering because of their human misery. And what Jesus is asking of us to do is to always give our fiat, always surrender to God, always be submissive to God, and to be little, you know, to be held by God. That's what God wants. And so in this great gift of the divine will, what God is asking of us is that he really is asking us, pleading with us, begging us to allow him to be the Lord of our lives. And if we say no, he says, fine. He says, I can't force you. I can't make you be one with me. So with the fiat, it's always yes. Like I said about coming here. You know, here if the sisters can't have us, we say fiat. Then we tell we're going to one place and it doesn't fiat. And then we drive here. We don't know where this is. We say fiat. It's to learn to say yes to God continuously. And with that, there's great blessings. Now, like I said, God is going to do some sifting. God only wants the strongest, and that's why you separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep have wool. They can endure the cold, where the goats will freeze to death, and they have to be put in caves. So God wants the strongest, and so he's going to ask us to constantly give our fiat, and when we begin to say no, that's when you and I are going to feel miserable. We're going to experience hell. We don't want that. Hell is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And I've had many people say, well, you don't understand. I have to worry. I have to. I'm so concerned. Aren't you concerned? And it's like, I trust God. Trusting Jesus, he says very clearly, you do what I want, and I'll do what you want. So if we care for our family, we want to totally surrender to God. If we love our nation, we totally surrender to God. If we want the kingdom to be established, we totally surrender to God. With that fiat, with that yes, God does everything. And that's what he's waiting for. That's what he's looking for. So while we're at Holy Mass, it's very important that, especially when we receive the Eucharist, to surrender to God, become docile, become little, become submissive. Say to Jesus, hold me in your arms. Take me as little as I am into you, Lord. And then the Lord says, you really mean it? Do you really believe that? And when we say, yes, Lord, there's you. Where else can we go? You are our Lord. You are our Master, our King, our Savior, our God. You are everything. And then when we surrender, what happens at that point, the Lord will actually hold us. It's not, again, these aren't pious thoughts. It's the Catholic faith is the universal life. The universal life is what God breathed into Adam. Adam lost the universal life. Jesus and Mary come to earth to give that universal life back to mankind. And now what God is doing, Joseph, Ron, Brittany, I have no idea where I was. So, here's some candles. Who wanted to become an angel. We're not going to light the candles because I'm pretty sure the sprinkling system will go on. So we'll hold the candles. When you get home, you can light the candles. But this is the candle represents the light of the holy angel. That as you make this, you made the promise. As you now make the consecration, as you make the dedication, what happens is those are three prayers that you should pray. Every day, you have to get to hear your guardian angel. He's the one that speaks. Okay. Yeah. So hang on to the. You don't have to light it today because usually I say it if you got them, smoke them. But that's a whole other story. That was a long time ago. Okay. So this will be good. This is. Get to know your angel. Get to know your angel. Get to know your angel. He is the voice of conscience that you hear. So God's got great plans. Don't be like the devil. He'll let you be the devil. He'll let you have hell. But if we want to be like Our Lady, given our fiat, then God can give us everything. That's so important. Everybody got a candle?
No. Not yet.
Nobody. Joseph, do you have a candle?
I'm sorry, what?
All right. Oh, yep, the Joseph.